The news is read by Aidan Fitzsimons.
Israel and Hamas are said to have agreed to a series of pauses in fighting to allow hundreds of thousands of children in Gaza to be vaccinated against polio. It follows the first reported case of the disease in the territory in 25 years. Ricardo Pires from the UN Children's Agency UNICEF said it was vital that action was taken as soon as possible.
The polio virus is very contagious and it could spread to neighbouring countries and communities that are not fully vaccinated. So it's a public health crisis that we're dealing with right now and a situation that we haven't seen in a long time in terms of urban warfare. So it's not an exaggeration to call this one of the most dangerous polio immunization campaigns in history.
The US Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris has said that a ceasefire and hostage release deal are needed in Gaza. She made her comments in her first formal media interview since entering the contest. Speaking on CNN, Ms. Harris also defended her apparent changes of position on issues such as immigration and fracking. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
In her first major interview since declaring her candidacy, Kamala Harris said she had not changed her principles about issues like immigration or the hydraulic fracking of rocks to extract oil, a process commonly known as fracking, a practice she wanted banned in 2019. In last night's CNN interview, she said she had made her position clear in 2020 that she did not support a ban on fracking and has not changed her mind. She said she now believes it is possible to meet UN climate change goals without the need to ban fracking, which is a major issue in the electorally crucial state of Pennsylvania. She offered strong support for President Joe Biden, saying he cares deeply about and is loyal to the American people, and she said his presidency will be seen as transformational. She tied herself to the president's big economic initiatives on infrastructure and green energy. Governor Tim Walz was pressed on a remark he made 6 years ago about carrying a weapon of war in war, although he had never served in a combat zone. Mr. Walz said he was speaking passionately about banning the sale of assault weapons in the wake of a high school shooting, adding, "People know that he speaks like them and wears his emotions on his sleeve." He said his record was well known and speaks for itself. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Oklahoma.
From tomorrow, the HSE is to cut the price it pays to reimburse people who travel to Northern Ireland for cataract surgery. The amount for standard eye treatments will be reduced from nearly 2,000 to €863. The organisers of a bus service bringing cataract patients from Cork to Belfast have described the move as shameful. Our regional reporter, Theresa Mannion.
It's known as the Cataract Express, and this morning in Cork City, the 7 a.m. bus is packed with patients going north before tomorrow's cuts kick in. Thousands of people have availed of the bus service since it was launched in 2017 after years on waiting lists. Doctors say in most cases cataract surgery is a simple 20-minute life-saving procedure. But now there are concerns that people won't be able to afford to get the standard treatment, with a cut in reimbursement rates from almost €2,000 to €863. In a statement, the HSE say there has been a delay in updating pricing due to COVID-19 and the reclassification of certain cataract procedures. Now there are calls across the southern region to address the bigger issue of why people, most of them elderly, have to travel to Northern Ireland in the first place. Theresa Mannion, RTE News, Cork.
In the United States, police investigating the fatal shooting of an Irish man in Kansas City are still questioning two teenage boys arrested in connection with the death. 45-year-old Sean Brady died after the attack on Wednesday evening. He was originally from Neenah in County Tipperary and ran a popular restaurant in Kansas City. A man has been arrested over criminal damage at a house in County Mayo. The man, aged in his 30s, barricaded himself inside his family home in Ballina after Gardaí responded to the incident yesterday evening. Negotiators from the National Negotiators Unit, along with several other Gardaí units, attended the scene. The incident was peacefully resolved shortly before 11:30 last night. New research has found that 4 of every 10 new homes sold last year across the country changed hands as part of a transaction where multiple units were sold together. The analysis by estate agents DNG shows there were just over 7,300 new units sold as part of block sales, where buyers are typically non-household organisations. Just 58% of all new homes, representing 9,200 units, were sold to individual private buyers. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Mist and fog will clear this morning to leave a mainly dry day with good spells of sunshine. Highest temperatures of 16 to 20 degrees in mostly light variable breezes.